弟兄姐妹主内平安，每次能够来当伯和弟兄姐妹一起波饼纪念主，心里面感到非常的喜乐。
Every time when I come here to remember the Lord with brothers and sisters, I am very joyful.
不仅能够和弟兄姐妹在这里一同享受主。
Not only we can enjoy our Lord with our brothers and sisters.
我也相信主也在我们中间享受我们。
And I believe that the Lord also enjoyed us.
早晨有个负担和弟兄姐妹交通。
I have a burden this morning.
就是不以主的见证为耻。
It is not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
我们一同读一段圣经，在新约圣经提摩太后书。
Let's read a passage of scriptures.
提摩太后书第一章。我们要读第一节到第十四节。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 1 to 14.
我先用中文读，再请我们姐妹用英文读。
I will read Chinese first, and our sister will read English for the next.
提摩太后书第一章第一节，奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗，写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主耶稣基督归于你们。我感谢神，这是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你，纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐，想到你心里无为之信。这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里，为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的，但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了。他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父，为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 1 to 14. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, a beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve with a pure conscience, as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded it's in you also. Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. But has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed to a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. The Apostle Paul, in the last days of his life, he had witnessed this for us. He said he knows whom he believed.
主愿早晨, 你也借着圣灵来向我每一个蒙恩的人说话。
This morning, by the Holy Spirit, Lord, you speak to everyone of us saved by grace.
叫我们也知道我们所信的是谁。
So that we may know whom we have believed.
好叫我们在世的日子能够为我们的主做那美好的见证。
So we can be your testimony on this earth.
愿早晨你与我们同在。
Lord, may you be with us.
再向我们施恩。
And give grace to us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。Pray
in Jesus' name.
提摩太后书是保罗在世的日子最末了的时候，他写信给他同工提摩太的一封书信。Second
Timothy is an epistle that was written by Paul to his young fellow worker Timothy.
保罗在他地上日子最末了的时候。 他向提摩太说，他知道他所信的是谁。
In the last days of his life, Paul told Timothy whom he had believed.
保罗在他从前曾经去大马色的路上遇见复活的主。On
the way, on his way to Damascus, he met the living Lord.
在那时候，他蒙恩得救。And
he was saved by grace.
在之后，在地上的33年时间里面，他在各方各面来见证他所认识的这位主。Afterwards,
for 33 years, he testified our Lord everywhere.
在主后67年的冬天前，保罗在罗马监狱里面写的这一封书信。Before
the winter of AD 67, Paul wrote this letter in the prison of Rome.
是写给他年轻的同工，也是他属灵的真儿子提摩太。To
his young fellow worker Timothy, as well as his spiritual son.
这是保罗第二次被关在罗马监狱里。This
is the second time that Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
在主后61到63年间，是保罗第一次被监禁在罗马。
Between AD 61 to 63, that was the first time Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
那一次呢，是被拘禁在 house arrest, 就是关在一个家里。That
was a house arrest.
虽然呢，有罗马士兵呢24小时来看守保罗。
Although there were the Roman soldiers watched Paul 24 hours.
但保罗基本上呢，他仍然还是有自由，在自己所住的房子里面来接待各处来看望他的人。But
Paul still had the freedom to receive all who came to him in his own rented house.
在那段时间，保罗写了4卷监狱书信。
At that time, Paul wrote 4 epistles of prison.
到了主后64年，保罗就被释放出来。In
AD 64, Paul was set free.
他就到各处去看望众圣徒。So
he went everywhere to visit the saints.
并且在那段 期间他也写了提摩太前书和提多书。
And at that time, he wrote First Timothy and Titus.
到了主后67年。
In AD 67.
当时罗马皇帝尼禄不知道什么原因就放火烧罗马城。
Emperor Nero, without any reason, he set the city of Rome on fire.
就引起了罗马的居民剧烈的愤怒。
That caused a fury in among people in Rome.
随着尼禄皇帝呢，就发现到自己闯了大祸。
So Nero know that he was in trouble.
他就找了基督徒做替罪的羔羊。
So he found a Christian as a scapegoat.
结果呢，基督徒在当时基督徒呢就大遭逼迫。
So at that time, Christians were persecuted.
保罗也因此再次被捕入狱。
And Paul was in prison again.
由于当时基督徒所遭的逼迫太厉害
，at that time because that persecution was so severe，
基本上一个人如果成了基督徒，他也就成了罪犯。
So basically, if you are Christian, you are a criminal.
因此，在当时全亚细亚有许多的基督徒，他们就离弃了保罗。
So many Christians in Asia they forsook Paul.
他们就与保罗划清界限。
And they wanted to stay away from Paul.
就是当保罗第一次申诉的时候，没有人敢站出来为他作保。
So at his first defense, no one stood with him.
就像这样，在这样一个孤单艰难的时候，保罗从罗马监狱里面写了这封信给提摩太。
So in that period of loneliness and suffering, Paul wrote this letter.To Timothy in the prison.
在这封信中，保罗以自己的见证来安慰并提醒提摩太。
In this epistle, Paul comforted and reminded Timothy by his own testimony.
保罗说他是用清洁的良心来侍奉。
Paul said he worshipped God with a pure conscience.
虽然如今他成了一个囚犯。
Although now he's a prisoner,
然而他在神和人面前，他的良心仍然是清洁，是无亏的。
But before man and God, his conscience is pure.
他也在这封信中来提醒提摩太，他心里面那个无为的信心。
And in this epistle, he reminded Timothy his genuine faith.
就是一个。真实的信心
It's a sincere faith.
这是我们侍奉每一个侍奉神的人都需要具备的。
It's what we, each one of us who serve God need.
当我们来侍奉神的时候
When we serve God,
不仅我们的良心要是清洁的。
Not only do we need to have a pure conscience.
对，姐妹翻译好，也要是单纯的。
Also, it's a pure conscience.
就是我们不能三心二意。
We cannot be double-minded.
同时，我们的信心也必须是真实。
And also, our faith needs to be sincere.
因为我们必须要知道我们所侍奉的是谁。
So because we have to know whom we are serving.
我们这样才能够好好的来侍奉神，跟随我们的主。
So that we can serve our God properly.
可是，在当时保罗被捕入狱。
When Paul was in prison,
我们看见亚细亚许多的人都离开了他。
We know that many people in Asia they forsook him.
虽然那些基督徒不一定是离弃真理。
They didn't forsook the truth.
然后他们却不敢与保罗有任何的关联。
But they did not want to have any relationship with Paul.
换句话说，在当时的一个形势是非常危险艰难。
In other words, at that time, that situation was very dangerous.
外面有逼迫。
Tribulation outside.
教会里面有软弱。
Weakness in the church.
我们相信在那时候，提摩太的良心和他的信心都受到非常严峻的考验。
We believe at that time it is a big ordeal for Timothy's conscious and faith.
虽然提摩太他不至于会离弃主。
Although we know that Timothy will not forsake the Lord,
他也不会离弃他属灵的父亲保罗。
He will not forsake his spiritual father Paul.
可是他是否仍然能够在基督耶稣的见证上面能够刚强的持守，就出现了一个未知的变数。
But whether or not he can hold fast the faith in Christ Jesus, that is unknown.
因此，保罗带着这样一个深切的负担，写信来安慰并坚固提摩太的信心。
So with this burden, Paul wrote this epistle to comfort and remind Timothy.
今天我们似乎发现，我们也处在这样一个类似的环境当中。
Nowadays, we probably found ourselves in a similar situation. Perhaps there are many Christians who dare not to testify for our Lord. Although we do not have tribulation from outside,
但是不知道什么原因，好像在神你们中间。有不少的儿女们心里面好像有个胆怯。
But for some reason, among the children of God, we have some fear inside of us.
我们常听到在北美的一些弟兄姐妹，当他们回国探亲的时候。
We often heard that when our brothers and sisters go back to China to visit.
在亲人和同学同学的面前。
Among their families and their friends,
不知道为什么，好像里头就有一个胆怯的心。
For some reason, there is a fear in them.
不敢勇敢的来向着亲人和同学们来为主做见证。
They dare not to testify our Lord in front of the families and the family and the friends.
在这里，保罗对提摩太有一个重要的提醒。
Here, Paul reminded Timothy.
他说，因为神。所赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
He said, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear."
乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心。
But of power and of love and of a sound mind.
神赐给我们刚强、仁爱、谨守的心，就是要我们能够持守主耶稣基督的见证。
God has given us a spirit of power, power and of love and of a sound mind is to, for us to hold fast the testimony of our Lord.
我想啊，丹伯弟兄姐妹或许知道昨天在新南区有一个安息的聚会。
Many brothers and sisters may know, yesterday we had a memorial service.
是为着请小杨弟兄。
It's for our brother, 小杨琴。
更是为着我们荣耀的。
It is also for our glorious Lord.
我不知道弟兄姐妹认不认识啊，秦小杨弟兄。
I don't know if you know our brother, 小杨琴。
从前在新南区认识他的人也不是特别多。
Before even in HCA, not many people knew him.
在感谢主，借着弟兄在过去将近十年左右。在神家中的服事。
But thank God, in the past 10 years of service in the house of Lord.
也有不少的弟兄姐妹，特别是在初中生还有初中生的家长当中啊，神借着他有一些美好的见证。
Among many brothers and sisters, especially among those parents of middle schoolers, our brothers have testified the Lord.
昨天安息聚会。至少有一个很特别的地方。
In the memorial service, there was something very special.
就是来参加的人。
That is many people presented to the memorial service.
甚至于啊，新南区的那个大聚会厅都坐满了椅子，排到后面的墙壁上。
Even the in the meeting hall, it was full, and the chair even lined up at the back of the hall.Why there were so many people presented?
其中，我相信有一个，有一件，有一个，一个关键。
I think there was a key.
就是我们的弟兄，他不以主的见证为耻。
That is, our brother was not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
虽然我们弟兄或许不是一个非常特别属灵的人。
Although our brother may not be a very spiritual people.
或是应该这么说，他不是一个属灵的伟人。
In other words, he may not be a spiritual giant.
然而他却在他生活中各方各面，他活出主的见证。
But in his life, he lived out this testimony of our Lord Jesus.
也不一定是因着弟兄做了什么特别的事情。
It may not be due to his work.
有个关键就是我们的弟兄他不以主的见证为耻。
The key is our brother is not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
在他的生活当中。
In his life,
无论是在家里,
in his family,
无论是在工作的环境中,
in his workplace,
无论是在与世人的交往当中,
in his relationship with people,
我们的弟兄, 他不以见证,
our brother is not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
我就举一个例子,
I have an example.
到底什么叫做不以主的见证为耻。
What is not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord?
这是我从他三个孩子还有他的妻子所听到的见证。
I heard this from his three children and his wife.
这是我们小杨弟兄在他家里面。
At home.
但他是很有权威的。
He has authority.
他应该也算是最会发脾气。
And he had a quick temper.
那你说这有什么？这有什么见证呢
？You may want to ask, is this testimony?
但是我们弟兄的家人告诉我。
But the family told us.
当我们弟兄偶尔被过犯所胜之后。
When our brother occasionally when he was overcome by the transgressions.
他总是他们家第一个向家人道歉。
He was.Always the first one to apologize.
那你说这和不以主的见证为耻有什么关联
？What does that have to do with not ashamed of the testimony of the Lord?
我觉得作为一个丈夫，作为一个父亲，要向自己的妻子、向自己的孩子道歉，我觉得这是勇敢。
I think as a husband, as a father, to apologize to his children and his wife, I think that is brave.
我相信我们弟兄是为了见证而道歉。
I believe our brother was apologized for the sake of the testimony of our Lord.
姐妹是不是这样子呢
？Is it that so?
当我们在家里面夫妻之间有争执了。
At home, when husband and wife when they have argument,
或者父母跟孩子之间有矛盾了
，when there were argument between parents and children,
那我们也发现我们好像犯错了。
We found that we made mistakes.
那姐妹在你们家中谁是先道歉的
？Who is the one who apologized first?
有时候你发现这两个人啊，这个矛盾冲突之后啊，一个月不讲话。
Sometimes you find that husband and wife when they have argument, they don't talk to each other for a month.
谁也不愿意跟谁先道歉。
No one wanted to say sorry first.
那姐妹问题在哪里
？What is the problem?
我们觉得羞耻。
We feel ashamed.
我觉得道歉那不就承认自己错了吗
？If I say sorry, I basically.Admitted that I am wrong.
我们觉得道歉不就觉得承认自己是软弱的吗
If I say sorry, I just admitted I am weak.
结果发现仇敌就在我们的家里面，在神的家里面肆意的在那里偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
So we found that the enemy in our families, he is destroying, he is stealing, and he's killing.
兄弟妹，今天我们做主的见证。
Nowadays, as a testimony of our Lord,
不应该只是单单在我们周末、周五、周日聚会的时候，我们才做主的见证。
If you want to be the testimony of our Lord, not just on Sundays in the meetings,
弟兄姐妹，我们是主的见证。
We are the testimony of our Lord.
今天无论主把我们摆在什么样的环境当中。
No matter where our Lord placed us.
在工作环境里。
In our workplace.
在与家人的相处关系上。
In our relationship with our family.
弟兄姐妹，我们都是主的见证。
We are the testimony of our Lord.
我们要不以为主的见证，为主做见证为耻。
Let us not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
那什么是主的见证呢？
What is the testimony of the Lord?
我们看见主的见证实在是神心意中最宝贵的一件事情。
We know that it is the most precious thing in the heart of God.
整卷启示录基本上就是告诉我们神永远心意中最宝贵的那耶稣基督的见证。
In the whole book of Revelation, we know that is about the testimony of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄们，在希腊原文里，见证人和殉道者这个字是同一个字。
In Greek, the witness and martyr is the same word.
也就是说，我们基督徒要为主做见证，我们会要遭遇困难。
That is to say.In order to testify our Lord, we will suffer.
但我们今天要问我们自己一个问题。
We have to ask ourselves a question.
我们若是为了为主的见证而受苦，到底值不值得呢？
If we suffer for the sake of the testimony of our Lord, is it worth it?
弟兄姐妹，唯有当我们真认识、真知道我们所信的是谁。
Only when we know that whom we have believed.
当我们越认识到主向着我们是何等的慈爱。
The more we know how the Lord's mercy and love to us.
有姐妹，我们才会愿意来为我们的主做见证，而付上任何的代价。
And then we are willing to pay the price for the testimony of our Lord.
今天神把这样一个荣耀的见证托付给教会，托付给我们。
Now God has committed this glorious testimony to the church and to us.
姐妹，这是神何等宝贵的恩典。
How precious grace is this?
早晨我们在擘饼的时候。
During our table meeting,
我们都在主的面前承认到我们是何等不配不堪的一般人。
We confess that how unworthy and how weak we are.
然而神竟然愿意把这样一个荣耀的一个托付赐给我。
But God is willing to commit this testimony to us.
让我们能够在地上来成为这一个荣耀见证的一个器皿。
So we can be the vessels of this glorious testimony.
那什么是耶稣基督的见证？
What is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
也就是今天我们在地上来向世人见证说主耶稣基督是主。
That is on the earth we testify to people that Christ is the Lord.
他是万王之王，是万主之主。
He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords.
他已经从死里复活，并且手中拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
He was risen from dead, and he has the key of Hades and the death.
那么我们如何在生活中能够来做主的见证？
How can we be the testimony of the Lord in our daily life?
很简单，也就是让耶稣基督在我们身上来做主。
That is to have Jesus Christ be the Lord of us.
让耶稣基督在我们的聚会当中来做主。
And let Christ be the Lord in our church.
弟兄姐妹，这是神所给我们的托付。
That is the commitment from God.
这也是神所给我们的，所赐给我们的那个福音。
And that is the gospel from God.
在提摩太后书第一章，这里保罗他提到了关于这个福音这件事情。
In Second Timothy, Paul had mentioned the gospel.
我们发现很稀奇的，保罗在其他许多的书信当中，他都说到福音这件事。
Amazingly, we know that among other epistles, Paul had mentioned the gospel.
可这里他 看见保罗他提到的福音的时候，他提到讲到是耶稣基督把死亡废去这件事情。
But over here, when Paul is talking about the gospel, he mentioned Christ Jesus has abolished death.
并且他将那不能坏的生命彰显出来。
And he brought life and immorality to light.
那我们知道，这当然是福音的内容。
We know that is the part of the gospel.
但是为什么在保罗在这里特别要提到这一点呢？
But why over here Paul had emphasized at this point?
在这里，神借着保罗所说的福音，告诉教会。
Over here Paul is telling the church.
就是在这样一个艰难的时候。
In this time of tribulation.
教会要能够持守耶稣基督的见证。是要靠着这样一个不能坏的生命。
In order to keep this testimony of our Lord, that is by this immoral life.
这个不能坏的生命是一个得胜的生命。
This immoral life is victorious life.
这个不能坏的生命是一个吞灭死亡的生命。
It is a life that devoured death.
今天仇敌，神的仇敌在教会中放下各样属灵的死亡。
Today, the enemy has put all kinds of spiritual death in the church.
也在神儿女的家中，也借着各样属灵的死亡来毁坏主的见证。
And in our family, the enemy has put all kinds of death in order to destroy the testimony of our Lord.
也是在这样一个艰难的一个环境中。
So in this time of the tribulation,
神的儿女们要能够活出耶稣基督的见证，必须要靠着这个不能坏的生命。
Children of God, have to rely on this immortal life to be the testimony of our Lord.
就是一个胜过死亡的生命。
That is the life, had overcome death.
所以神的儿女们需要知道。
So we have to know whom we have believed.
所以我们看见这样就是这样的一个得胜的生命，就保守了保罗。
So we know that this victorious life preserved Paul.
在他被交奠离世的时候之前。
Before his departure from this world.
他仍然能够持守主耶稣基督的见证。
He can still keep the testimony of our Lord.
靠着那在他里面这一个不能坏的生命。
By this immortal life,
保罗能够打那美好的仗。
Paul can fight the good fight.
他能够跑完他所当跑的路。
Paul can run the way that he ought to run.
他能够守住他所信的道。
He can keep the word that he needs to.
为了这个生命，我们感谢赞美。
So for this life, we thank and praise the Lord.
这个生命也赐给了你和我。
And this life has already been committed to us.
弟兄们，今天我们如何能够在这样一个末了的世代环境中
，in this end time,
我们能够活出主的见证
？How can we live out this testimony of the Lord?
我们必须要来学习。如何能够靠着这个不能坏的生命
？We have to learn how to rely on this immortal life.
来胜过仇敌一切的诡计。
To overcome all the the works of the enemy.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你们是否都知道我们所信的是谁。
I'm not sure if you know that whom we have believed.
今天我们也看到有许多基督徒。为着各样的原因跌倒失败。
We see that many Christians fail and they fail for a lot of reasons.
最主要的原因就是他们不知道他们所信的是谁。
One of the main reasons is they don't know whom they have believed.
有的人或许信一些属灵的伟人。
They might believe in some spiritual giants.
或许有人信的是一些的好处。
They probably believe some interest benefits.
或者是有的人呢，乃是相信一些劝人为善的道理。
They might believe some doctrines that teaches people to do good works.
弟兄姐妹，伟人也好，道理也好，这些都是不稳固的。
Brothers and sisters, spiritual giants and doctrines, they are not stable.
唯有我们主耶稣基督才是永远稳固。
Only our Lord is stable.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要把我们的信心要建立在我们这位从死里复活的主的身上。
We have to set our faith on the living Lord.
相信他能。
So we have to believe that He is able.
他能保守我们所交托他。
He is able to keep that we have committed to Him.
也只有他能保守他所交托我。
Only He is able to keep what He has committed to us.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要认识到，凭着我们自己。
We have to realize that by ourselves,
我们是不可能能够来持守主耶稣基督的诫命。
We are not able to keep the testimony of our Lord.
我想这是我们在生活当中都经历过的。
I believe we have experienced this.
然而，当我们愿意将自己完全交在主的手里
，When we are willing to commit ourselves completely to the Lord,
他就能够保守我们的道理。
He can keep us until that day.
在昨天安息聚会中，我和弟兄姐妹们也分享了关于小杨弟兄的一个见证。
During the memorial service, I had shared the testimony of our brother, 小杨琴。
昨天参加弟兄姐妹就知道，我们弟兄他是一个很聪明的人。
We all know that our brother is very smart.
他也是一个很成功的人。
And he's a very successful man.
他也是一个很有能力的人。
He's a man of capacity.
所以呢，他的整个一大家子，他照顾两位年迈的父母亲。
He took care of the whole family and also his two elder parents.
啊，当然还有他自己的一家人。
The whole family.
啊，他也在工作上也是非常忙碌。
And he's very busy at work.
其实我们看见他都是在那里尽心尽力的在做好每一样的事情。
But we saw that He was very faithful to do everything.
就觉得他的孩子就分享到他父亲给他们的那个一个名言。
His children are shared a word from him.
就是无论做什么事情啊，要做完。
No matter what you do, complete it.
要做全。
Do it thoroughly.
做好
，and do it well。
我没有常常听啊，他们还常听，他们还知道。就我们看见我们弟兄他在世上的日子，他是这样子来过他的每一天。
We know that our brother that was how our brother lived on this earth。
然而，我们弟兄在生活当中并不是不会遭遇难处。
And our brother had encountered a lot some difficulties in life.
甚至也会遭遇非常非常艰难的事情。
And he has some very tough times.
在一次的和他的电话谈话中
，during a conversation with him，
弟兄就跟我分享了他的压力、他的遇见的挑战、他的艰难和软弱。
He shared with me his pressure, the challenge that he was dealing with and the suffering in his life.
那是一次是相当比较长也是比较难的一次的通话。
That was a long and a tough conversation.
因为弟兄提了许多的问题，我也没有能够为他解答。
Our brother had many questions which I cannot answer.
姐妹，我们生活中不是也常常充满一些的问题和难处是我们没有办法解答的吗？
In our life, we also have many questions that we don't have answer to.
感谢主。
But thank God.
因为我们知道我们所信的是谁。
We know that whom we have believed.
有一面听他讲，我一面在心里面为弟兄祷告。
when I was having a conversation with our brother, I prayed for him.
祷告完的时候，我就问我们弟兄愿不愿意和我一同的在主面前有一些的祷告。
After the conversation, I asked God, our brother if he wanted to pray with me before God.
在弟兄的祷告当中，他就提到他实在是有一颗心愿意来讨主的喜悦。
During the prayer, I knew that our brother had a heart for the Lord in order to please the Lord.
他实在是盼望能够活出一个讨主喜悦的见证。
He wanted to live out the testimony to please the Lord.
只是环境实在是太艰难。
But the situation is tough.
但是感谢神，当我和弟兄一同在主面前祷告完之后
，After the prayer.
弟兄他能够平静下来。
Our brother finally calmed down.
他告诉我说，他认识到说，或者他自己是不能够解决这一些的问题。
He told me by himself he could not solve all these problems.
然后他愿意不靠自己。
So, but he was willing to not rely on himself.
他愿意来单单的依靠我们。
He wanted to rely on our Lord only.
因为他相信只有主有能力能够来保守他自己的见证。
Because he believed only God is able to keep the testimony.
他愿意来依靠住在我们每一个信主人心里面的圣灵来帮助他。
He was willing to rely on the spirit that is in us to help him.
这是保罗在提摩太后书第一章里面所告诉提摩太的。
That is what Paul had told Timothy in 2 Timothy.
他说到要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
He said to to hold fasted.In faith and love, which in Christ Jesus,
并且也要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢的守着。
And to keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us.
弟兄们，这边讲到保罗讲到第一个秘诀在于说要用信心和爱心来守着。
The first secret Paul had mentioned is in faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus, to hold fast it.
我们知道主在基督，神在基督里。他把各样属灵的丰富都赐给了我们。
We know that God has given us all spiritual fullness in Christ Jesus.
为什么在这里保罗要特别告诉提摩太说，要用信心和爱心，好像只有这两样就能够来持守主的见证
？Why Paul told Timothy, only by faith and love?We can hold fast the testimony.
我想简单用一个图画来说明这件事情。
I want to describe that by a picture.
我觉得信心啊，就像基督徒的那个根，若是基督徒像一棵树。
If Christian is like a tree.
那个信心啊，就是那个根。
And the faith is the root.
那这个爱心呢，就像是树的那个果子。
Love is the fruit of the tree.
所以我们知道基督徒的信心是非常重要的。
So we know that faith is very important.
你若没有信心
，If you don't have faith,
或是你的信心出了问题
something wrong with your faith.
就好像一棵树，它没有根，或是它的根出问题。
It's like a tree without a root or a bad root.
姐妹，这棵树是不可能能够结果的。
This tree cannot bear fruit.
那这果子是讲到什么呢？
What is the fruit?
这果子并不是说到基督徒我们有所追求的这个属灵的恩赐。
The fruit is not talking about a gift.
我们看见果子乃是圣灵所结的果。
It's the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵所结的果子乃是说到基督徒属灵生命的一个成熟。
The fruit of the Holy Spirit is talking about a maturity of our spiritual life.
就早晨愿意弟兄姐妹，我们都能够清楚明白这件事情。
I hope every one of us can understand.
我们盼望能够得着一些属灵的恩赐。 这是不错的。
We hope that we can have some spiritual gifts.
弟兄姐妹，我们更应当来追求属灵生命的成熟。
That is okay, but we need to pursue the maturity of spiritual life.
保罗写信给哥林多教会的时候，他不是也这么说吗？
Paul, in a letter to Galatians, Paul had told, had said,
因为在哥林多教会当中，那弟兄姐妹属灵恩赐很多的。
In the church of Corinth.
我们看见在哥林多教会虽然属灵恩赐那么多。
We know that there were many spiritual gifts.
可是他们所显出来的见证是什么样的见证呢？
But what kind of testimony that was manifest?
就是充满肉体的见证。
A full of flesh.
因为他们的属灵生命不成熟。
Because they don't have the mature spiritual life.
所以保罗就告诉哥林多的圣徒。
So Paul had told the things in Corinthians.
更应该追求的乃是爱。
What you need to pursue is love.
其实这爱也是在加拉太书说到圣灵所结的果子里面的第一个特质。
That is the first feature of the fruit of the Spirit.
不仅是第一个特质，其实它也包括了其他所有的特质。
Not only that is the first feature, but also it included all the features.
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们在这末世要为主做见证的日子。
I hope in the end time.
我们要注重生命。
We need to hold fast the life.
因为只有这一个不能坏的生命。
Only this immortal life.
只有这样一个得胜的生命。
Only this victorious life.
才能够在我们身上，在我们的家中，也在神的教会当中，吞灭一切仇敌而来的死。
Can overcome all the deaths from the enemy in our church, in our family.
弟兄姐妹，这是保罗要告诉提摩太，也告诉我们特别注重的事情。
So Paul had told Timothy and also told us the word we need to emphasize.
就是要在基督耶稣里面的用，要用在基督耶稣里面的爱、信心和爱心来守住这个见证的托付。
That is to hold fast the commitment.The testimony in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
So we 看见信心是根基。
So we see that faith is the root.
姐妹，根基不能毁坏。
The root cannot be destroyed.
根基若毁坏，一人就不能做什么。
If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?
唯有在一个健康稳固的根基上。
Only on the healthy and stable foundation.
就是知道我们所信的是谁。
That is to know whom we have believed.
我们能够来让这个不能坏的生命在我们里面能够好好的来受栽培。
So that we can be edified in Christ.
让这个生命能够成长。
So the life can grow.
能够成熟。
Can grow mature.
能够结出果实。
Can bear fruits.
这叫我们能够在这个艰难时代中能够成为主的见证。
So in a time of tribulation, we can be the testimony of the Lord.
我刚提到昨天参加安提聚会的人特别多。
I just mentioned many people attended the memorial service yesterday.
我们听到一些家人和弟兄姐妹的怀念。
We heard many memorial from family and from brothers and sisters.
无论是亲人、同事、朋友、弟兄姐妹，或是他所服侍的初中生
，family, friends and coworkers and the middle schoolers that our brother has served.
我们听到这些人从弟兄身上所受的影响，还不是因着弟兄的那个恩赐。
We know that the impact from our brothers, from our brother, is not because of his gift.
而是从弟兄身上所流露出来那个主的爱。
It's because the love that overflowed from our brother.
弟兄借着他的生活、工作、服事，让主的爱从他身上来流露在他所接触到的人。
So by our brothers, by our brothers' service in the church and in family and in the workplace, the love of Christ overflowed from him.
我们的弟兄虽然在他生活和服事中也同样也遭遇难处。
We know that our brother had encountered a lot of difficulties.
然后我们弟兄愿意来信靠主。
But our brother was willing to rely upon to trust the Lord.
他来讨主的喜悦。
And he wanted to please the Lord.
他知道他所信的是谁。
He knew whom he had believed.
所以在他还有机会的时候。
When he had chance.
他向他所接触到的人来活出主的爱。
He lived out the love of the Lord to people that he had met.
姐妹，这叫做用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心来守住主的见证。
That is to hold fast the testimony in faith and love in Christ Jesus.
第二方面，我们感谢神，在我们蒙恩得救的时候，神也将圣灵保惠师赐给我们，住在我们里面。
Also, after we were saved by grace, God has given us the Holy Spirit as a counselor.
圣灵住在我们里面有一个非常重要的任务。
There's a very important task that the spiritual has.
就圣灵要帮助我们呢，来持守神给我们的那个见证的托付。
That is to help us to hold fast the testimony.
因为很简单。神知道我们是不可能靠着自己能够持守他的托付。
Because by ourselves we cannot hold fast the testimony.
所以神就赐下圣灵住在我们里面。
So God has given us the Holy Spirit dwells in us.
一天二十四小时等着来帮助我。
24 hours a day and wait to help us.
不仅来帮助我们，他也来指教我们如何来守住这个神给我们的托付。
Not only he helped us, but also he teaches us how to hold fast the testimony.
所以我们需要来认识，今天我们能够守住神给我们的托付。
So we need to know today, in order to hold fast this testimony.
我们必须要知道，乃是要靠着住在我们里面的这一位圣灵。
We have to rely on this the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
其实对我们基督徒来说，
For,
我们所有属灵生活的经历和属灵生活的操练都是靠着圣灵。
Our spiritual experiences and exercises are all by the Holy Spirit.
从我们重生得救开始。
From the time that we were saved by grace,
我们刚刚提到我们属灵生命要成长。
We already mentioned that we need to grow.
我们的经历，我们的开启光照，都离不开圣灵。
Our experiences, our revelation, and our revelation from God cannot be apart from the Holy Spirit.
这一切都是圣灵在我们里面工作的一个结果。
That those are the results of the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
所以同样的，今天我们要能够为主做见证。
In order to be the testimony of the Lord.
今天要从我们身上，从我们生活中，要活出主的见证。
In order to live out the testimony of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要来学习依靠内住的圣灵。
We need to learn to rely on the Holy Spirit that is dwelling in us.
因为内住的圣灵，它不是一个东西。
The indwelling Holy Spirit is not a thing.
也不是一样礼物。
It's not a present.
也不光只是一个能力。
Not only is it a power.
圣灵乃是一位。
It is a person.
它乃是三一神的一个其中的一位。
He is one of the persons in the Trinity.
圣灵就是神自己。
The Holy Spirit is God Himself.
所以内住圣灵在我们里面，他会担忧。
So the Holy Spirit can worry.
他会叹息。
He can sigh.
当主的见证不能从我们身上活出来的时候。
When we cannot live out the testimony of the Lord.
圣灵在我们里面也会说话。
The Holy Spirit will speak.
他会工作。
he will work.
他也会来管我们的。
And he will discipline us.
管得比我们父母亲管得还多。
And he discipline us more than our parents.
圣灵上里面什么都管。
He watches us for everything.
他有一个，因为他有一个非常神圣荣耀的目标。
Because he has a very glorious goal.
就是要让基督耶稣的见证能够从我们这些蒙恩的人身上能够活出来。
Is to let the testimony of Jesus Christ to be manifested through us.
所以感谢主，今天我们不是靠着自己。
So praise the Lord. Today we are not by ourselves.
如果我们想到我们要靠着自己。每天生活中要活出主的见证，我们早就丧胆。
If we wanted to live out the testimony of our Lord by ourselves, we already lose them.
我们早就放弃了。
We could have already give up.
可是感谢神，这里保罗告诉我们说，要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵。
Praise the Lord, Paul told us by the Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
叫我们能够在我们生活当中凡事接受圣灵的管制和带领。
So we can, so the Holy Spirit can lead us and discipline us in our life.
并且来倚靠圣灵的大能和大力。
And we can rely on the power of the Holy Spirit.
我就分享一个我们在这个周末经历的一个小小的事情。
I want to share a testimony.
就在我们昨天的安息聚会之后，家人会他们有一个火葬的一个聚集。
After the memorial service, there was a cremation.
现在永福殡仪馆。
Winford funeral.
那之前呢？那个Sophie 姐妹和我们姐妹去跟那个殡仪馆签约的时候呢？就把整个这个场地啊都讲好了。
Before when our sisters to sign the contract with them with the funeral home, they already had a arrangement regarding the meeting place.
就在火化炉旁边，他们有一个聚会厅，那他们就说好了，就是要用那个聚会厅呢，就是挨着火化这个火化炉。
So they there was a.Okay, there was a meeting place next to the cremation furnace.
所以我们就想说，在那个比较安静的聚会厅呢，能够读经、唱诗、祷告完以后呢，然后就能够送弟兄最后一程。
So we thought, at the meeting place by the cremation furnace, we can read the scripture, we can pray, and we can farewell our brother.
结果呢，在礼拜四那个visitation 的时候，就瞻仰仪容的时候。
During the visitation on Thursday.
殡仪馆的人呢，突然间就跟我姐妹还有跟那个小王弟兄的妻子说。
The people in the funeral home they told our sisters.
就说这个场地有变动了。
They told our sister that some changes in the regarding the meeting place.
说你们现在不能用那个。火化炉旁边这个聚会厅。
You cannot use the meeting place by the cremation furnace.
因为呢，另外有一个宗教团体呢，他们要用。
Because there was another religious group, they wanted to use that meeting place.
当然，我姐妹就很不高兴。
My sister was unhappy.
就跟他们据理力争。
So she argued boldly with them.
这殡仪馆的人啊，这世上的人啊，也很赖皮。
But they were very unreasonable.
他们就耍赖，就说是我们弄错了。但是呢，你们现在就是不能用那一间。
They said, "Yeah, it was our fault, but you cannot use the meeting hall."
我姐妹回到家里跟我说的时候，还气嘟嘟的。
And my wife was very angry.
当然，我也能够感受到。那是很委屈。
I know it's I know it was not reasonable.
因为你可以想象， 当我们在那里唱诗祷告的时候，旁边有另外一个团体在那里烧香念佛。
Imagine that when we pray and sing the hymns, there's another religious group they offering sacrifice to idols.
所以我们心里面呢，的确是觉得为着我们小杨弟兄最末了这件事，我们也是耿耿于怀。
So we were very troubled by this.
可是我提醒我姐妹。
But I reminded my wife.
你也不能跟殡仪馆的人吵架的。
But you shouldn't argue with them.
因为我们是主的见证。
Because we are the testimony of the Lord.
那以后如果主要感动你跟他传福音怎么办呢？
So what can you do in the future if God moved you to share a gospel with them?
弟兄姐妹怎么办呢？
What can we do?
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我们知道我们所信。
We know whom we have believed.
但我没有跟姐妹讲，那我就自己就默默的为这件事情祷告。
I didn't say that to my wife, but I prayed for this.
我相信发生在我们身上的每一件事情都有神的美意。
I believe everything that happened to us, God has His own good will.
所以到了，我们就礼拜六就12:30就到了那个泳池。
So Saturday at 12:30. We arrived at the funeral home.
然后我们是有点心理准备了。
And we were prepared.
但我心里面还是有个感觉。
But I had a feeling in myself.
就是知道我们所信的。
That is, I know whom we have believed.
当我到那里去的时候。
When I arrived,
那个泳湖的工作人员就来啊，来算是来啊，欢迎我。
The workers at the funeral home greeted us.
然后呢，他就把我呢，就要带到那个火化炉旁边的这个聚会厅。
He led me to the meeting place by the cremation furnace.
他就要为我开，就开门。
And he opened the door for me.
那我心里就想，不是在另外这一边吗
？I was thinking to myself, isn't it in another place?
他就跟我讲说，不是，就在这里。
He told me, no, it is right here.
当然我不知道发生什么事。
I didn't know what happened.
在我心里面感谢赞美。
But I praised and thanked the Lord.
就在这样一个很小的事情上。
In this small thing.
我们能够来经历，来认识，知道我们所信的事情。
We can experience and we know that whom we have believed.
所以昨天在火葬的聚会当中，弟兄姐妹的诗歌祷告里头。
So at the meeting place, by our prayer and singing hymn, the place is full of the presence of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们要在我们生活当中，为了主的见证，我们来经历住在我们里面的这位圣灵。
Brothers and sisters, in our daily life, we need to experience the indwelling Holy Spirit.
因为住在我们里面的这位圣灵比我们更关心神给我们的托付。
Because this Holy Spirit that dwells in us, he cares more about the testimony of the Lord than ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，你愿意为我们的主做见证吗
？Brothers and sisters, are you willing to testify for our Lord.
你愿意为了主的见证而受苦吗
？Are you willing to suffer for the testimony of the Lord?
我们还暂且不说殉道。
I'm not talking about being a martyr.
我们愿不愿意在我们的家庭生活中
？Are you willing to in your family life?
在我们亲人、朋友、邻舍、同事的面前
，among your family and neighbors and your coworkers，
我们来活出主的见证。
Are you willing to live out the testimony of the Lord？
我们来靠着信心和爱心守住主的见证。
To hold fast the testimony of the Lord in faith and love in Christ Jesus。
我们来依靠住在我们里面这位圣灵来活出主的
by the Holy Spirit that dwells in us to live out the testimony of the Lord.
姐妹，神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心。
Brothers and sisters, God has not given us a spirit of fear.
今天我要请你们想一想。
Now I want you to think about it.
你蒙恩得救了。
After you were saved by grace,
你是主的见证。
You are the testimony of the Lord.
你的家人知道吗？
Do your family know?
你的亲人知道吗？
Your other relatives know?
你的同事知道吗？
Your coworkers know it.
你的老板知道吗？
Your boss knew it.
你周围的人是否知道你是耶稣基督的见证？
The people all around you, do they know that you are the testimony of the Lord?
求主在恢复我们里面那颗刚强仁爱谨守。
May the Lord revive the spirit of power of love and of sound mind in us.
叫我们不以主的见证为耻。
So we are not ashamed of the testimony of the Lord.
叫我们能够在世上还有机会的日子。
So on the earth when we still have chance.
我们能够让主的见证从我们身上能够被人看见。
So we can manifest the testimony of the Lord.
叫更多的人归荣耀颂赞给神。
So more people they can give the praise to the Lord. Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，是你借着十字架的死，败坏掌死权的魔鬼。
By your death on the cross, you had overcome the devil.
是你将那个不能坏的生命彰显出来。
And you manifest the immortal life.
主，今天这个生命也在我们里面。
This life is in us today.
要借着我们来活出耶稣基督荣耀的见证。
Through us, where the testimony, the glorious testimony, can be manifest in us.
因此，你要我们用信心和爱心来牢牢的守。
Lord, so may you let us to hold fast this in faith and in love in of the Christ Jesus.
我们也感谢你赐下圣灵宝贵居住在我们。
Lord, we thank you. You have given us this Holy Spirit.
来帮助我们来持守这荣耀的见证。
To help us to keep this glorious testimony.
我们在你面前祷告。
Lord, we pray before you.
主，既然将这么大这么荣耀的托付赐给了我们。
You have given us this glorious testimony.
我们求你继续的来帮助。
We ask you to help us.
主啊，从我们这些软弱不堪的人身上活出你自己荣耀得胜的见证。
So that your glorious and victorious testimony can be manifested through us.
叫颂赞荣耀越发归给那爱我们。
So let the praise and glory be unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜。
Praise in Jesus' name.